It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's great to be on Jethro FM. And Barbecue Bob and I are excited that we're back on Saturday mornings because this is the time of year that you're getting just ready for that tailgate. And Barbecue Bob and I are going to give you some advice on some tasty treats and anything else we might think about talking about. I am Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Whatever market you're in, it might not be Saturday morning where you're at. We know some places play us on Saturday afternoons, Sunday nights, whatever, but we're glad you took some time. Don't forget, you can go to thegrillingguys.com, top right side of the website, and you can get the links to actually just send this to your phone if you're not in a good market or if you just want to share a broadcast. So a free podcast. I mean, we could charge you millions for it, but it's free.
Yeah, we could try. At least nothing wrong with that. But
cheers, mate.
So what are we drinking today, Barbecue Bob?
This is something I just literally stumbled over after having a few.
Oh, yeah, right.
I stopped up at Cranker's in Big Rapids. I was up at our old alma mater, and I had to go and see Crank. And he said, "You got to see this. Guess what?" And sure enough.
Oh, he's got a beer called Keto.
He has the one and only Keto beer in America. He actually owns the name. It's copyrighted, so nobody can pose. But take a little taste of that. Tell me what you think.
I did. It's a really nice IPA. Smooth, not too hoppy. Got a little bite to it. It's 7.2% alcohol.
3.3 grams of carbs in it.
Per 12 ounces.
Yeah.
Right.
3.3 grams of carbs.
I'm on a 16-carb-a-day diet, so I got a four-pack of this coming my way, baby.
Well, we're drinking it right now.
Yeah,
sorry about
awesome,
that.
Awesome, man. Well, no. Yeah, every day I restart.
Yeah, so that's at Crankers, and Jim Crank, the founder, will be on in the third segment. But so
he's a good interview. You're going to want to stick around and hear that one.
He's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I had a great visit with him. And right. I live-streamed from the bar there when I had a couple of his famous conies.
Oh, yeah.
He's a Detroit boy, and he knows how to make some conies.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure we'll cover that, too.
If you go to Ferris Homecoming or get to Big Rapids for deer hunting, setting up your deer camp like I was, going downtown Big Rapids, you just look on the main drag. It's a huge brewery. It's called Crankers.
Yeah, and it's a good time. Because speaking of Ferris, a couple weeks is homecoming, that last weekend in September, and I'm headed up to put on a feed bag. My fraternity, Pi Kappa Alpha, Go Pikes, is having our 100th anniversary on campus, and Jop's feeding just a small party of 300.
Are you the founder of that?
I found it when I got up there, yeah, but not a founder, no.
They probably found you.
Right, yeah. But anyway, yeah, going to be just doing a simple little pulled pork, get some bitchin' beans going, and some slaw.
Oh, you're even stealing my trademark.
No, those aren't your trademarks.
Huh?
Come on now. That, you know, I think that the
you
Crank
can call,
did it right
you
with
can
the
call my wife and ask, because that's her name.
All right, yeah. Beans?
She came up with it.
All right, yeah, right.
Hey, I had my wife through Sunday a dual shower at our house for her girlfriends. When one kid got married, another one's having a baby, I think. I don't know. I just cooked.
Mm-hmm.
So I did pulled pork. And I set it up a little different. You know, you turned me on to that sweet pepper sauce from Frank's.
Yep.
Get it at Gordon's Foods. They love that. So I did my big warmer, three types of pork. One of them had that on there. They hit it like freaking
vultures. Is that like
vultures.
A pineapple habanero or something?
Well,
no.
Sweet
you're
pepper.
Talking about the sweet
it's
pepper.
It's that sweet
you're
pepper.
Right,
you
right,
used
right.
it on some chicken once, and
right.
I fell in love with it.
Yep, yep. Comes in a jug. It's made by Frank's and didn't doctor it up at all. Just used it
oh
up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so nice.
Right.
Because sometimes you just want to cheat.
Well.
Just like with Ferris.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's how we get through. But my point there is that so many times people want to doctor with stuff or tweak something a little bit. You know what? There's a whole lot of really smart people that make seasonings and sauces and marinades. And a lot of times you can just use those. you don't need to mess with them because they just come out.
Like I'm telling you, just like Billy Bones, Bone Daddy's, or Billy Bones rubs that
right.
Sobey sells.
Right.
Billy Bones was like one of the greatest barbecue guys I ever knew. And when I tasted his rub, I said, wow, that I don't have to try and invent it anymore.
Right.
And I've used it ever since, 10 years now.
Right.
Next weekend, I will be recording early because I'm heading on a party bus, and we're going up to Traverse City.
Oh, you do the wine thing.
Yeah, we have a crazy crew getting together. So if you see about 14 people in a bus acting ridiculous, it's not us.
Right. It's somebody else in Traverse City going from winery to winery to winery. Which is another thing that's really cool about the fall, is that for about the next 4 to 6 weeks, Mother Nature is going to get out her paintbrush and just make the canvas of Michigan an unbelievable thing. And there's some great places to go, wineries. You know, we go south a little bit down to Fenville, but you know, that Traverse area, that whole Leelanau Peninsula is just filled with great places to travel. And you got to get out and enjoy the Michigan fall. My absolute favorite time of the year in Michigan is
mine too, especially if I'm riding around with you and Brown.
Right, right. Well, we got rid of Big Brown. Well, I put her in the ditch one time. Come on now, Bob.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys, and we're broadcasting live from Jethro FM, and you're listening to us maybe on one of your local stations around Michigan, but we're happy you're here. Don't forget to give us a like on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy, but I was up seeing Crank because I went out to Whipple Lake to move my game camera.
Okay,
see, it's on a
was the card all full of deer?
No. It's on a cell phone, so I had to place it where I could find a signal.
Oh, yeah.
And there were so many side-by-siders going by, I had to kind of get in and out of there because I didn't want them seeing where I was putting my camera and just steal it because it's a nice one. I got it at Allen Bob's.
You don't chain those to the tree? Or
well,
something?
You strap them, but I mean, right. It's, you know, no.
Right.
Anyway, so I get home, went to Cranks, I got home. And I'm checking out the software on it, and I'm looking at it, and it's like, oh, it looks like the batteries are dead. Oh. I was there, and I didn't bring batteries because it's been up there about 5 or 6 weeks now.
Right. Yeah, and every time the wind blows or something walks in front of it, it snaps a picture.
Yeah.
And then it sends it to you, so it's double power.
So I'll be going back up.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, it doesn't do you much good if it's not showing you pictures.
Well, we're going up Friday, so right. I'll be taking a little detour.
Yeah, why not? Well, that'll be fun. Are you taking the bus full? Up there?
No, we're driving up there. We have a bus picking us up at the condo.
Oh, so nice.
We got a
good
bunch of
you.
Rooms at the Marriott event.
That's
there.
Cool. And, so last weekend after the show, my wife loves salmon, and she likes it one specific way that I do it, and I just wanted to share it with everybody because it was cedar plank salmon, but it was such a simple recipe that I put a glaze on it, okay? So I put it on the cedar plank. You soak your plank for a couple hours in the sink underwater so they don't burn, but they just smolder mm-hmm. when you get them on the grill. And I did this on a Tech, so it was indirect heat.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a little longer to get them, you know, smoldering. But put that fillet of salmon down there. I put 2 tablespoons of coarse ground mustard, the kind with a little bit of seeds in it. I use grape pecan is what I just bought, a little jar of it.
Of course you do.
Right. Yes. And but then I put an equal amount of maple syrup in there, and then I put a little bit of rosemary in there with it, mix that up, and just spread it over the top of the salmon and let it set on the countertop for about 15, 20 minutes so it kind of, you know, dried out a little bit and gelled, and then just took that planked salmon and set it on the grill, shut the lid, medium heat, and eventually that plank starts to burn a little bit on the bottom, and it'll create this real smoky flavor. Super easy recipe, super easy technique, because you know it's done. Pick it up.
When the edges of the plank are
well,
on fire.
The plank's on fire, that's one. But two, you can just take a spatula, you can take your tongs, whatever you got in your hand, and just try to flake away a little bit of that on the deepest part, or the thickest part of that fillet, and you'll know it's done. And it turned out fabulous. Just that simple little 3-ingredient. And then, there was a 4th ingredient. I used lemon zest. I took a little zester and zested some lemon in that, too, before I mixed it up. So you got mustard, maple syrup, the rosemary, and some lemon zest. Those are the four things that are in it. Fantastic recipe. Super easy.
Nice.
Super easy to do. But if you like salmon, that's a great way to do it. And this is the time of year. The guys are killing the salmon out there in Lake Michigan. But we appreciate you tuning in. Hey, man, coming up next, we're going to be doing some fall veggies. Brussels sprouts on the grill. Can you do that? I think so. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster.
Welcome back. Yardless, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, live on Jethro FM. That's country with a twist, man. That's kind of like you and me, Bob. We're just country guys with a twist.
But we're twisted. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. It is Michigan fall. It's coming anyway, and we got tailgating coming up. I can't wait to start getting into tailgate recipes and maybe get to a tailgate.
That's right. Food with a stick, man. You get everything that we make on a tailgate has a handle on it, so you can hold your beer in one hand and eat with the other one.
So I hear our team, the Bulldogs up at Ferris, are having a heck of a year.
Yeah, yep. Like I said in the last segment, I'm going up there in a couple of weeks. I'm going to see them in person. But, yeah, they are. They're 0-2, or 2-0, rather. Not 0-2. They're 2-0. So that's cool.
So fall veggies, there's so many of them, but one that I love is Brussels sprouts, and that's not anymore a fall veggie, but if you're growing them yourself, they're coming in right now real nice. And you can do those on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little trick to it. So you want to soak them for about a half an hour in some salty water, and then boil it until they get like semi-done.
Okay.
And then dip them up. You got to cut them in half first.
Before you put the salt water on them?
Yes.
Okay.
You cut them in half down the center, and you leave the stem on so it stays together. And boil them for about 10 minutes maybe, 5 minutes. And then drain them and set them aside. Take and fry up some bacon, and take that bacon grease and the fat renderings and put them in a large bowl with bacon and the fat and toss them around and then place those things on the grill.
Okay, so you haven't cut them in half completely. You just kind of put a knife down two-thirds of them.
No, you go down the center completely. So So you have halves.
Okay.
And then you're basically going to boil them for about 5 minutes just to tenderize them.
Okay. Because
the grill just can't cook them well enough.
Oh, okay.
They're hard little buggers.
Right, yeah.
But here's the cool thing about Brussels sprouts. So that's one of those vegetables that's just like cauliflower and cabbage and broccoli. Those four have a chemical in them that's actually a cancer-fighting agent. So if you can eat as much of those four as you can,
yep, I think
some of the things that are put in our food.
When I was working hard at losing weight, those four that you just mentioned were very much in the center of the diet. And I think the term is conciferous, is those vegetables,
easy,
if you look that up. because there's more of them. Kale is in there, and some others that aren't so good.
I would never ask anybody to eat kale.
No, I wouldn't either. But my point is that there's a lot of health value in those, and Brussels sprouts are good. Now, you put them in bacon grease. It might fatten them up for you a little bit. Yeah, you know, if you're going to die eating bacon, right? I mean, what the heck? I don't care. I'm going to die with a smile on my face. I haven't met a piece of bacon I don't like, you know. I've even burned it and tried to salvage it because it's like, it's bacon. You can't get rid of it. But anyway, whatever. Other things that are on the grill this time of year, what are you thinking about sweet potatoes? Those are a root vegetable, too.
They're so easy.
Right. And I like to do those in discs rather than long fries. I'm not a big meaty fry guy. I like crisper stuff. My wife, on the other hand, likes going lengthways on the sweet potatoes.
I thought you made those in your air fryer.
What? I do, but that's what she does, because those big ones, I just don't particularly care for them. But the little, I cut them, you know, across the grain, if you will, in little discs about, maybe an eighth of an inch thick, and then grill those, roll them in some.
You made me some of those in your air fryer when we were quarantining there for a couple weeks.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, she does that all the time. But I enjoy grilling them with the in the disc form, roll them in a little EVO, and then throw some brown sugar on them right at the end. And it kind of caramelizes a little bit, and it's really, really good. Can't complain about that at all.
Well, I wouldn't bother.
Complaining?
No.
Come on. That's never you. It's never a bother for you.
This one reminded me of you. Grilled butternut squash.
Why,
you're
man?
A squash guy.
I'm okay.
You like your acorn squash.
Right. I do like acorn squash only because I put butter and maple syrup in the center of it.
Butternut's going to be the same thing. It's like a pumpkin.
Right. Now, if you cut those long ways, aren't those the ones that look like a bell?
Yes.
Right. Yep. So you cut them long ways. So you got, and you take the seeds out of the round end. And you got a little boat there, and you can float some stuff in that boat and make it good. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
But you're going to actually grill it with that cut side down for quite a while. So you could grill that side, flip it over on the skin for the other half, and then fill it with butter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, don't forget brown sugar.
Right. Once again, butter, brown sugar, bacon. Maybe we're onto something there.
But, you know, that butternut squash is I have had – the soup made out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was incredibly good.
Yep.
So I'm thinking if you grilled a bunch of them up, you could make that butternut soup.
Yeah, and I think that as you're grilling them, you probably want a medium heat grill so they don't burn, because there is moisture in those, and you want to cook them through. And then the other thing is that, you know, stick a toothpick in there or the end of a fork or something to make sure that they're soft all the way through. That's how you're going to know they're done. That really isn't an item that you're going to put a thermometer in so much, is that you can just tell by feel. It's kind of like if you were cooking a potato, that sweet potato. You're going to know when it's done. And that's why I like to cook them in discs, because those long wedges take a lot longer to get done than the little discs do. And I'm kind of impatient when it comes to vegetables on the grill.
Well, and when you cut them into a silver dollar, basically, or whatever, right. So it's a poker chip.
There you go. Exactly.
They're thinner.
Yep.
And you can crisp them up on both sides,
because
they're a little bit of a mushy plant.
You're right.
Would you boil those before you threw them on the grill?
No, I wouldn't. You can, but I wouldn't, because if I cut them in the disc, they cook up quick enough.
Okay.
The only reason you'd boil them is to increase the or decrease the grill time because you've partially cooked them already. But
well, we're sipping on a Cranker's Keto India Pale Ale IPA, for those of you who don't know that. 156 calories, 3.3 grams.
Yep, we're going to talk about that with Crank in the next segment. Jim Crank is...
That is a cool beer.
Owns Cranker's Brewery up in Big Rapids.
What do you think
we talked
that?
About that. You know what? I'm
he's
thinking
not listening
it,
right now.
It tastes like another.
Does it?
Yeah, right.
Well,
exactly.
Guess what?
Look,
Shazam.
He's got one.
I have one.
He's got something else in there, too. But,
the Professor.
Those. I remember that.
You can have either one or both.
No, I'm still finishing the one I have, but it does taste like another. Exactly. So other vegetables that I like to do on the grill, this Bob's going to cringe and he's going to tell me I'm full of BS right now, but I create a pouch with
crying out loud.
I understand. I put four or five whole cloves of garlic in there, peeled. I'm going to put in a handful of new potatoes, the little ones that are about the size of a golf ball. I'm going to put those in there, cut up a red pepper, a green pepper, a yellow or orange, whatever. I do three colors of peppers. Mm-hmm. And then the Lowry's seasoning. You've heard of Lowry's. Mm-hmm. Sprinkle a little of that in there, but they also have marinades. And Lowry's marinade, they have one that's called Hawaiian. And it's a fruit juice-based marinade, but it's got a little bit of bite to it. And pour a bottle of that in your foil pouch, seal it up tight, put it on the grill, grill that thing for about 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
You could just put a cast iron pan on there,
right,
and put a lid on it.
Yep, either one. Either one. I know Bob has an affliction to cooking with foil. So
yeah, I don't use a sand and perspirant for the same reason, because it'll kill you.
Oh, I thought maybe because you just like that natural smell.
No, but I use just deodorant. Nothing but aluminum in it.
Yeah, all right. Well, hey, like we said, coming up next, we've got a guy named Jim Crank, owns a couple restaurants that are called Crankers, and he's also a microbrewer. So Jim's going to join us on the live line in a couple minutes, and we're going to talk a little bit of beer, some keto beer that he's got patented. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
I got this.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, live on Jethro Country with a Twist. God, we're glad to be here. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. We got somebody on the live line right now, a guy we haven't talked to in a bit.
That's right. It is none other than Crankinopolis, Jim Crank from Crankers Brewery, the madman of Big Rapids. How are you, buddy?
Go Bulldogs. Hey, I'm doing good, guys. How you doing?
Well, I brought Jop that nice little keto treat you gave me when I was up there. And
yes.
We're sipping on one right now, and I want Jop to give you his impression.
That's my impression. Crank, where were you when I was cutting 60 pounds and I had to take beer out of my diet because it was all loaded with carbs, man? You're a godsend, man. A 3.3 gram.
We've been working on that. You need to check in with me a little bit more. You know what I mean?
Touche.
We've been working on that beer for a long time. We could have used you as a test
dummy
for it, which we did.
You can say
my son James, and he lost about 45 pounds and just drank the keto beer, and we got it dialed down to about 3.2 carbs for 12 ounces, 7% ABV, and you tell me what you think of the flavor. I think it's got a lot of flavor
It does. It has a
low-carb beer.
Yes, sir. It has a ton of flavor for a low-carb beer. I'd been hammering this stuff all summer. Hey, so tell me, how do you do that? How do you take a carb out of a beer? Because it's naturally a grain product, which are loaded with carbs, right?
Right, right. Basically, we just break it down to take all the sugar out of it, just getting it the sugar, boiling the sugar out of it, which keeps the carbs out of it.
So you're going to use less malt then?
Yeah, it's just basically a formula that we have to take out all the sugar. Yes.
So what exactly you're saying is you don't want to tell us. I get it.
Right. Yeah. You're getting a flyover job. You're not going to be able to read the belly of the plane.
There's a little bit of secret to it, and it's very difficult to keep it dialed in between that ABV. That is really the secret to the
Now there are other keto beers on the market, but but it doesn't surprise me that you took time to tweak this thing, because most of the other ones that I've ever had are only like 3.2 or 3.5, because when they took all the sugar out of it, the alcohol went with it, right?
Correct.
And so it's kind of masterful what you've done, because you don't need to drink. Here's the other thing: if you want to get a little glow going, which that's one of the reasons why I drink beer.
7.2 ABV.
Right. Yeah, I don't need to drink six of them to get a little juicy.
And at first we were like, we wanted it to be around a 5.5%, and then with the flavor profile we got out of it at like 6.9 to 7.1, we said, you know what, this has got flavor. And everybody that it's a bitter beer. If you like IPAs, I think it's got a lot of flavor, and it's not your Michelob Ultra or anything like that, but it's got a beer with some gumption to it, and it's got some substance and a little kick, and we're happy with it.
Did you copyright the name?
Yes, we did.
How about that?
We about 4 years ago, we copyrighted the Keto name, and so we're the only one that can call the beer Keto, and we think that it's got a lot of life out there.
And you don't really mess around with distribution, so if they want to get this, they got to come see the cranker operation.
We have distribution. It's out there in distribution right now. We just haven't kicked it in that high, because we've got a lot of other products right now that we've got out there, so we can only make so much. So we're keeping it, we're not selling it to the big box stores, let's put it that way. So a lot of your small stores will have it. We're not selling it to the big stores and stuff like that. So,
well, this is remarkably good, and I'm not blowing smoke up your crank.
I appreciate that, because I think it is too, and a lot of people that are cutting the carbs have really been impressed with it. So we're very happy.
So can I get it in your the brewery? The cans are available in the store.
Oh yeah, we have it in the cans right now. You can't, because we're sold out, but we do have it on draft. And I had three cases to take left with us. It's selling. Let's put it that way.
Well, good. So in two weeks, when I come up there for homecoming,
bring your growlers.
I guess I got to bring growlers. You won't have more cans by then, or will you?
You can can it from the can. We have a little small canning line on the thing, but I can get you some cans.
Are you saying I know somebody? I might be able to pull a string and
bring your growlers, Joppy. I got a whole bunch of them.
Since you are a bulldog,
yes, yes.
So what you really opened up there initially was a Coney Island restaurant, because you're one of those Greek town boys from Detroit, and the name of the game down there is Coney Island.
Yep, yes, it is, and that's what we. I used to own a food service company. We used to sell to all the Coney Islands, and one day I said, "These guys are making all the money. I'm gonna open up Coney Island up in northern Michigan, mid-Michigan," and we did in Big Rapids, Mount Pleasant, Grand Rapids. Now we just have the Big Rapids location left, and then we still do the Coneys. We still stick to what we started with as far as the food goes, and, we do it the Detroit-style way. That's all I can say.
So if people aren't familiar with the Detroit style, give us a quick overview of that, Jim.
So the Detroit style is a natural casing hot dog. We use a bun that comes out of Detroit, Metropolitan Baking Company now, and we use a chili block that we do a little bit of tampering with to make it to our style. We add some things to it, and it's chili, mustard, and onion. That's what it is.
My wife went down to the Eastern Market last year, and there was a butcher down there selling those Coney chili blocks. And she bought me one. And that was really cool to have that, because, I called you a million times when I was trying to make my own. It was way easier just to buy that and add water and whatever else you want to it.
Well, I would imagine that as a bulldog, Crank might sell you a bucket of it, too, if you want to bring home. Freezes okay, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very good. They freeze good. You can cut them up into smaller pieces. And, decent thing.
So the other beer that you had that I thought was absolutely fantastic Was your blood orange?
Yes.
That was crazy good.
Yes.
Is that a seasonal, Jim?
One of our new items called Blood of Crank, and it's making it available now in package. So it's
but just in time for Halloween, Blood of Crank.
Just in time for Halloween, yep, we're getting it out there, and we're actually going to be at the Manistee Beer Festival this weekend, with our kickoff on that. So you'll be seeing it out, I think, a lot in the smaller venues right now, smaller stores, and we'll be getting it out there.
Awesome.
Very good. Very good. So you still making the Professor?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Didn't you used to mix that with something, maybe that Irish Red, and call it like an Irish Professor or something?
We did. We made it the Irish Setter. And,
oh, that's right.
And yeah. we still do that at the pub. We still have, there's pubs across Michigan that still use that. We mix it pretty much 50-50. I like it about 60-40 with the Professor and 40% with the Red. And I think it makes a really nice, unique tasting beer.
Yeah, absolutely does. Absolutely does. Well, Jim, it's you're on the golf course, right?
Yes. Yes, I am. Getting ready to putt and for a lot of money here. So,
so are we.
So far, hasn't been too good.
Right, yeah. Well, hey, you know what? Thanks for making time for us. We're really looking forward to seeing you here in a couple weeks. Going to roll up there and... I'll darken your door, and I'll try to catch you between shifts so we could sit down and catch up a little bit. But it's real good to talk with you, man.
I'll be there all day. Go Bulldogs. And, we got a hell of a football program there, and we're building on it. So we'll be definitely there with our colors on and ready to go.
Hey, one last question. You still doing that team dinner right before the game every time?
Oh, yeah, pregame, yes.
Hell,
sir.
Yeah.
Sir.
You know, yes, if they're feeding the football team there, there's good food at Crankers. You got to go.
Yeah, thanks for that, bro.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yep. Cheers.
Cheers.
See ya.
Jim Crank, Crankers Brewery in Big Rapids, Michigan. You got to get up there if you're headed north. It's worth the side trip. And if you're in Big Rapids, it's right on Main Street.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yep. Awfully good. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to do a little jerk chicken. Stick with us. We'll be back. This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
We live it. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our name. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
What a lot.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're on Jethro, man, and so are you if you're listening to us. Maybe not. We're originating from Jethro. But anyway, great to be here. Conrad's driving the ship and barbecue by. He's got an oar in hand. We're just going to keep her going here. But Barbecue Bob, fall season, a few falls ago. You had a guy come into town and you did a little cooking for him.
Yeah, I worked for, I did some.
I'm going to call it contract cooking.
Yeah, well, guest appearances with a local station, TV station that I won't name because they turned out to be kind of,
whatever.
Yeah, so I'm not going to give them any free publicity, but they had Shaggy on for their 5 o'clock segment. And their outdoor thing. And so they called me up the night before and said, hey, you know, Shaggy's in concert tonight. He's coming by tomorrow at 5. We're going to put him on with you. And I'm like, holy cow. So I knew who he was. I listened to a few of his songs. But So I had to research him and then figure out, well, he's actually from Jamaica, or at least his heritage is. I think he originally grew up in Jamaica, but he's been here for a long time. And so what comes out of Jamaica? Jerk sauce.
Yeah.
Jerk chicken, jerk this, jerk that. And that's when we had a gig with a major meat supplier that gave me a case of steaks for this event, if I gave him some PR. So I got these big ribeyes, and so what am I going to do? I'm going to make jerk steak. Okay. I had never done it. So I had to research like crazy. And I played around with all sorts of ingredients. You know how you do with a recipe. You just kind of take a little of this and a little of that. And I just, for the seasoning for the steaks, I went to McCormick's, my go-to. I just went to look at McCormick's because they have all those grill mates and all that stuff. And listen, McCormick's invented the spice world, okay? They went around the world 200 years ago and set up spice mills on every coast. India, China, Malaysia, Australia, you name it, they put spice mills in. And it's because of them that we have all the spices that we have. They had the trade routes. They had all the stuff set up. So let's buy their stuff. They're way better. So I've got the, from McCormick's, their jerk rub.
Okay. Generally, jerk is a little spicier.
Yep.
Right?
It's pepper-based. And so I put that on the steak, grilled it. But before I did that, the night before at home, I started playing around with jerk sauce because I honestly didn't know really what it should have tasted like. So I just made it taste like I wanted it to taste.
Well, you know what, though? There's something to be said about that. If you're cooking for a group of people, one of my rules, and I don't have a lot of rules. Anybody that knows me, I'm kind of like an anti-rule guy. But one of my rules is I never try something for the first time when I have guests. I have to try it myself because...
Disaster.
You want to feed people when they're your guest. You don't want to throw something in front of them that you've not tried and it doesn't turn out. And then they're like, ugh. You know, so, but there again. So Barbecue Bob practicing the same theory. It's like, I'm going to make it the night before, some for me, and perfect it before I have to do it in front of people, right?
Yeah, and that doesn't mean you don't end up throwing a bunch of different tries out.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just played around with chili a couple of weeks ago. I really didn't like it. I threw it in the freezer. I'm going to take it to deer camp. It's okay, but it's not like...
It'll taste a lot better after you've been sitting in a blind all day.
Yes, it's good enough for that. It needs some hot sauce. I made it kind of mild, but same deal. You know, you play around with them. Some of them are just duds. This was a home run. So it's basically going to take some habanero peppers, and the recipe's been on our site for 6-7 years.
That'd be thegrillingguys.com, and look under recipes, and I'm sure you can go jerk.
Just go up into the search bar and put jerk in there.
Right, and you might get my picture, or you might get the recipe. It's a 50-50 deal.
So it's got habanero, sweet onion. I always use Vidalia's. I hoard them in the fall, and I try and make them last till February.
Right.
If I've been a good hoarder, I'll have them till February. Some chopped carrots, water, and chopped garlic. And here's the key, rice vinegar.
Really?
Yeah.
And what does that do? This gives it a unique flavor.
It's that much different. And I don't know if I found that on a recipe or if that was one of my quirky things I did, but that was what made it for me. And you just boil this up. You cook it down, and it's got some heat to it. Because I started off with two habaneros.
Right.
And they will light your Okoli up, let me tell
you. Right, yeah, right. Enjoy them the second time around, not so much.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is something that it's worth talking about for our new listeners, and we're all new on this station, so I think there might be a few of you out there, is that we don't take the time to give you guys quantities in our recipes.
No.
Go to our website to get those. It makes bad radio when I tell you a quarter teaspoon of this and a half teaspoon of that. Unless it's a 2 or 3 ingredient recipe, you're not going to write it down in the dust on your dash anyway.
Yeah, so, I recorded an interview with Shaggy that day, and we had this chick making us these rum drinks out on the patio. And so we're eating steak and drinking these wonderful rum toddies. And him and Rayvon and Q and all these guys were hanging around me at the grill. And I'm telling you, there every chick who knew he was going to be there was standing around waiting for him to come out and talk to him. And he's hanging out at the grill with me, eating steak and drinking rum.
Well, you know, there's only so much meat on the grill. The chicks were going to stand there as long as
they were,
right?
And they did.
Right, exactly.
But I'll tell you what, this guy could perform. He gets into Mr. Lova Lova, and he gets that reggae, that real deep. I don't know how they do it, but he's an amazing fellow. And his DJ Q and the other guys, they're just good folks. Reminiscing, anyway. Grilled cabbage with Thai dressing. I found this on SiriusEats.com.
Yep,
I was just
great site.
Just researching some fun fall stuff because, you know, I'm running out of new ideas. I feel like we've done everything. And I know we haven't, so I just go searching in the internet.
Right.
Trying to
So tell me about how do you – are you grilling that cabbage?
Yeah.
You're just going to cut it in half like the head of it and or are you shredding it or what are you doing with it? Or am I asking too many damn questions?
No, I've got to get the. I don't want to be inaccurate. Cabbage wedges.
It'd be your first time.
You get the cabbage wedges. So you're going to cut it into, maybe 8 V-section. Here's the key. When you're going to grill cabbage, you got a core in it, right?
Right.
You want to put that core in the center and cut that thing down the middle so that the core is still on both sides.
Right.
Then flip that open and do 2 pieces of that. So you get maybe 6 wedges out of each head. But make sure that core is attached to each piece.
Okay.
Because that's going to keep the thing together.
Right.
You don't want to get rid of that.
Right. You cut that core off first, it's just going to fall apart and be salad on your grill.
Yeah.
Right?
But, and that's a cabbage core, not Marine Corps.
Right. So what are you putting on this cabbage to make it taste good?
I'll make it real short and sweet, but it's going to have some fresh juice from limes. It's going to have a little fish sauce, which is one of my favorite secret recipes. It's going to have a little...
lime and fish sauce.
Yes. Light brown sugar, garlic.
It's getting better.
Dried Thai chili flakes.
Okay, that's going to add some heat.
Mm-hmm. And some mint, cilantro. I mean, these things sound weird, but Thai food is one of my favorites. I probably like it better than Mexican, which I freaking love.
Right.
But Thailand has, and I had a lot of Thai friends who cooked for me, and there's something about their profiles, but they very often will also have coconut and stuff like that in there, which this does not have as far as until I make it, but it does have the mint.
Recipe's just a starting spot for Bob.
It does have the mint, palm sugar or light brown sugar, fish sauce.
Yeah, I know. You said you like that. A little bit of that goes a long way with me.
Oh, man, that's funky.
Yeah.
She chunky.
It is.
I like it.
It is funky. But anyway, so is that recipe.
Hey, you got to get up to Crankers and try this keto IPA.
Yeah.
It's just that good. Literally 3.3 grams of carbs in a can.
12-ounce can.
Yeah.
Right. You can have canned sandwiches all day of that and not ever get above your carb
boxing
rate.
Weight.
Right, yeah. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys here on Jethro, and we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. It's a beautiful fall out there. Get out in your backyard and create some grill envy in your neighborhood because you still got time. Football games are on, whether you're college like me or pro like some other guys. It's still a great time to create recipes out there and share them with friends. And
that's right.
Drink a cold beer, man.
Go Bulldogs.
All right. We'll talk with you next week.